The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It is keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to this Madani Mukalima. In this Madani Mukalima, we will be discussing the rights of Muslims. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rights to many things. The earth on which we walk has rights over us. The vegetation has rights over us. The environment has rights over us. Our parents have rights over us. Our children have rights over us. The animals have rights over us. And a great deal of emphasis is put on the rights and the respect of a Muslim. Before we continue, let us listen to a blessing of sending durood or salam upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who recited the most durood-e-paak upon me in this world." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, writes in a book titled The Respect of a Muslim. He writes, "A fire worshipper used to have his clothes sewn by Sayyidina Sheikh Abu Abdullah Khayyat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And each time he would give a fake coin, which he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali accepted knowingly. Once in his absence, his student did not accept the fake coin from the fire worshipper. When Sayyidina Sheikh Abu Abdullah Khayyat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi returned and got to know about the situation, he asked his student, "Why didn't you take the coin? For many years he has been giving me a fake coin which I always accepted, so that he would not give it to any other Muslim." Mufti Sahib, this was the situation in those times. Today we find that instead of taking the loss yourself, you would prefer that somebody else takes the loss, and you would try to save yourself from loss.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum
assalam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ماشاء اللہ منصور بھائی،
الحمد للہ رب العالمین.
ماشاء اللہ
رشاد بھائی، السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
اللہ اللہ
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you can see, we have been joined by His Excellency Nigran-e-Shura, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Imran Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Haji Sahib, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we are discussing about the rights of Muslims. Rights of Muslims. And we quoted an incident that was Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat has written a book called The Respect of a Muslim. Ihtiram al-Muslim. Ihtiram al-Muslim, published by Maktabatul Madina. And we just read out a waqia from this book for the viewers of Madani Channel regarding the fake coin. And we were just discussing that in those days, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our elders, they did not want a fellow Muslim to take a loss. Rather, they would absorb the loss instead of the loss going to somebody else. But in today's times, we find that we would rather want somebody else to take the loss instead of us taking a loss. Instead of our fellow Muslims, we would rather try to cheat our fellow Muslims so that we can be saved from any type of loss. The situation is reversed now.
Your silsila in English, I can't speak English well, but this topic is very, 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 very important, especially in that type of environment. Almost families, they need this type of a matter, because fathers have complained, son, don't respect me, and husband have complained, wife, don't respect me. Also wife complained, husband, don't respect me, because wife is a rights of wife, he must give her respect. Now in this culture, teacher have complained, student don't respect him. So, and normally Muslims have complained, there are no respect culture. Or agar koi respect karta bhi hai, to uski wo cheez nahi hai. Somebody respect someone, to wo iske paise ke liye karta hai. Worldly benefits, uske liye respect karta hai, ya phir aur worldly benefits uske samne hote hain to wo uski wo respect kar raha hota hai. Lekin jab respect ki baat hogi to ek musalman ki respect, ye waqai bahut important topic hai.
What brother Shahid said in the beginning, that everything has rights. You started from environment to, you know, trees, to animals, to house where you stay, school and madrasa where you go and study. The bottom line is that anything that you come in touch with, anything that you are connected with whatever reference it might be, whether it's with the reference of passing through that place, or residing at that place, or worshipping at that place, or studying at that place, or you have a bond based on marriage, or you have a bond based on blood, or you have a bond based on faith. So there are so many different kinds of connections that a person has, and each and every connection has got rights, and those rights must be respected. Okay, when we talk about rights, then there are differences.
But this is the rights of Muslim.
Yes.
Ki aap usko respect dein. If Sharia does not stop, so ye compulsory hai ki aap samne wale Musalman ko respect dein. Iski surate hain ki wo Musalman ke liye kahan respect, kiski kahan respect hai ya kisi ka respect nahi hai. Lekin generally taur par, the Sharia does not stop, to ye uska right hai. It's the rights of Muslim ki aap usko respect dein. तो ये जो डिटेल हम जा रहे हैं, तो ये अच्छे पहलू की तरफ आप लेंगे।
Yes, see, Haji Sahab, what I was trying to establish, that all these things which are connected, even though they have rights over us, but these rights differ from each other, based on the strength of connection. Now, the strength of connection which a believer has with another believer is very strong, and it is based on the faith. You share something very important, and that is to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla wa His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So this bond is stronger than the bond of blood. This strong is stronger than the bond of marriage. Through nikah you become relatives. So and that is the reason that you find in the character of Sahaba-e-Kiram and the life of Sahaba-e-Kiram is a yardstick, is a standard for us.
Yes.
And practically they showed us that they gave more respect to a fellow Muslim than their own blood brother who did not share the same faith. So, see, the biggest right upon us is the right of Allah and His Rasul. For that reason, we respect our parents. Parents' right comes after that. Relatives, you know, friends, their rights come after that. That is the reason that we must obey our parents as long as their commandment or orders are not conflicting with the orders of Allah and His Rasul. As soon as there is contradiction in their orders and demands and commandments with the commandments and the orders of Allah and His Rasul, we will reject what the parents are saying. So the biggest haqq upon the person is the haqq of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a Muslim, we share that right with each other. Therefore, ihtiram and the respect of Muslim is a priority in the life of a Muslim. It is not something, you know, that you can choose and at another time you can drop it. It has to be there as part of your characteristics, as part of your personality, as part of, you know, your building up as a person. So the topic that we have started,
that respect is based, like Mufti Sahib said, on faith. It's not based on caste, it's not based on wealth, it's not based on language, it's not based on nationality, but it's based on that relationship with Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the respect that Mufti Sahib is talking about.
Look, Sahaba-e-Kiram alayhi wa ridwan ki jo hum baat kar rahe hain, to Sahaba-e-Kiram alayhi wa ridwan ne Quran-e-Pak ko samjha ki Quran ek dusre ki عزت اور ایک دوسرے کے تعلق کے بارے میں کیا فرماتا ہے. اچھا, صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان نے سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کو ملاحظہ فرمایا, ملاحظہ کیا کہ سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم اپنے صحابہ کے ساتھ کیا انداز اختیار کرتے ہیں. حتیٰ کہ جیسے ریلیٹیوز کی جو آپ نے بات کی, تو دائی حلیمہ جنہوں نے دودھ پلایا, حلیمہ سعدیہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, جب ان کی آمد ہوئی تو سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کے ساتھ جو ایک رسپیکٹ کا انداز کیا. اسی طرح آپ کی جو رضائی بہن تھی ان کے ساتھ جو آپ کا معاملہ تھا, پھر صحابہ کرام علی رضوان کے ساتھ جو سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے معاملات تھے, تو وہ ایک ایجوکیٹ ہو رہے تھے, ان کو تربیت دی جا رہی تھی اور وہ تربیت لیتے چلے جا رہے تھے, اور وہ ایک دوسرے سے بات کرنے کے حوالے سے دیکھتے. کیونکہ ریسپیکٹ از ناٹ اونلی دیٹ سم بڈی کم اینڈ یو اسٹینڈ فار ہیم, ریسپیکٹ دل سے ہے, دکھاوا نہیں کرنا.
اٹ شوڈنٹ بی جسٹ فارمیلٹی.
یا اور جب وہ مطلب آئے تو ہم کھڑے ہو گئے, اور جب گئے جان چھٹی, یار اچھا ہوا گیا. یا سنسیئر ریسپیکٹ, مسلمان کی عزت کرنی ہے نا. جب اگر وہ عزت کے قابل ہے اور شریعت اس کی عزت کرنے کی اجازت دیتی ہے, تو اس کی رسپیکٹ سنسیئرلی کرنی پڑے گی, نہ کہ مطلب کہ منافقت کے طور پر کرنی ہے کہ وہ آیا تو ٹھیک گیا تو پھر اس کے پیچھے اس کی غیبتیں کریں گے اور اس کے پیچھے ہم اس کی برائیاں بیان کریں گے. تو اس کا بالکل تعلق دل سے ہے, رسپیکٹ کا تعلق کنسرن کرتا ہے یہ دل سے نا رسپیکٹ.
اسلام ہیز سیٹ ویری ہائی اسٹینڈرڈز ٹو ریسپیکٹ مسلمز. اف یو پونڈر اپون دس حدیث مبارکہ, المسلم من سلم المسلمون باللسانه ویدہ, a true Muslim is that from whose hand and tongue other Muslims are protected. Normally, these are two organs which you can use to hurt someone. You can use hand to hurt someone, and you can use tongue to hurt someone. You can't use, you know, your ears to hurt someone. You can't use your eyebrows to hurt someone. So normally, you know, the hurt is caused with hands. You smack someone, you hit someone, or you insult.
An emotional abuse.
You hurt someone with the tongue, you backbite, you swear at someone, use vulgar language, shout at someone, you know, insult someone with the tongue. And this is what is being said in Hadith Mubarakah, that a true Muslim is that from whose hand and tongue other Muslims are protected. That means it's all about respect.
Yes.
It's all about ihtiram Muslim. It's all about right of sharing the same faith. You know, how bad it is that a person who's a Muslim and he's standing at the corner of the street, and another Muslim is walking, and he sees him, and he changes his path, because he is scared of him, that this Muslim might insult him, or he might pass comment, or he might use his hand.
Yes.
I mean, a Muslim should be such a person that when another Muslim sees him, he must run towards him, and he must feel comfortable in his presence. This is my protector. He's a peace provider to me because we share the same faith.
Yes.
And this is the kind of relationship that our deen wants, that Muslims must establish with each other. And it must be a total, total peace, respect.
Therefore the Muslim greeting, Assalamu alaikum.
In fact, when you say someone, Assalamu alaikum, you have made a treaty. You have made a treaty of peace with him. You know, normally when you close a deal, after closing a deal, you shake hand. So that means that this is now a stamp on closing the deal. So you say Assalamu alaikum, and he says Wa alaikum assalam. Deal is signed from both the sides. And then you shake hand to close the deal. It's a stamp. Now thereafter, you cheat him. Thereafter, you deceive him. Thereafter, you take his wealth and you abuse his wealth. You look towards his mother or his daughter or his sister, his wife, with the dirty eye. You are a hypocrite. You are a liar. You extended the hand of peace to him, and thereafter you are abusing him.
That treaty that Mufti Sahib is talking about is that from me there will be peace.
Yes.
I will not abuse you with my tongue. I will not bring physical harm to you, nor will I bring emotional harm to you.
It's like your wealth, your dignity, your honor, your family, your children, your money, anything that's valuable to you is protected from my side. I will not abuse it.
Yes, salam
I will not
ki
harm
niyat
it.
Bahar shariat mein likhi hai.
Yes.
Ke agar koi salam karta hai to goya ke ye wo niyat kar raha hai. Ke assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Uski ye niyat hai ke میری طرف سے تمہاری جان, تمہارا مال, تمہاری عزت اور آبرو محفوظ ہے. وہ اس کو سلامتی کی دعا دے رہا ہے نا, اور اس کے بعد وہ اس کے ساتھ یہ سلوک کرے تو وہ کتنا برا آدمی ہے.
حضرت صاحب, پریکٹیکل ایگزامپلس, Let's see, there is a person who repairs cars. He's a motor mechanic. Person brings his car. Both are Muslims. Now the customer, he came and he parked his car and he said, Assalamu alaikum. And he said, Wa alaikum assalam. So they offered peace to each other. They made a peace treaty. Now, the motor mechanic tells him, this was broken, that was broken, this was replaced, that was replaced. But in reality, that was not the situation. I mean, he has a double standard. Your mobile phone is broken, is faulty. You go to the, you know, mechanic, technician. Or your computer is faulty. You go to the technician. You make salam, both are Muslims. You offered peace treaty to each other. And thereafter he tells you, this was broken, that was broken, that was broken. But in reality it wasn't broken. How many lies you have spoken, how much deception you have given, how much haram you have eaten that you have taken from the pocket of your own brother. That's a double standard, that's a hypocrisy. And this is what is happening in the world today.
Ek Musalman dusre Musalman ki izzat kyun nahi karta? I think mostly Muslims know ke ehtram e Muslim zaruri hai, respect of Muslim, ye hamare deen ka ek subject hai. Lekin hai, lekin kyun nahi karta? Aakhir wo acha, ya to ye to ye to nahi hai ki wo respect ko sirf ek hi portion mein dekhta hai ke bas uthna aur haath milana, isi ko respect kehte hain. Aur iske ilawa respect ki koi aur definition nahi hai.
Because Haji Sahab, the world became selfish.
This becomes a common problem. A person starts violating the rights of other people in all aspects of life. We can look at some very simple violations, like in our own homes. Simple, a very simple example. We use the bathroom. Water is on the floor. What about those that come after us? What about his comfort? He wants a clean bathroom. You've found it clean. What about him? So we leave it for somebody else, maybe our children or maybe their mother or somebody else. They must clean it. But we want the best for us. It's also because sometimes we're selfish. We don't want to spend. So these are very common things. You know, I think in all aspects of society, we become violent.
मतलब एक एहतराम है मुस्लिम का, इसको भी तो पोशन कहेंगे ना. इट्स अ वन ऑफ द पोशन ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ मुस्लिम कि आप उसको रिलैक्सेशन दे रहे हैं. इसको रिलैक्स देना, इसको कंफर्टेबल एनवायरनमेंट उसके लिए प्रोवाइड करना, तो ये भी तो उसकी एक रिस्पेक्ट ही की तो कोई किस्म में आएगा नहीं आएगा.
इट इज अ फॉर्म ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट टू गिव हिम कंफर्ट एंड टू मेक हिम फील यू नो पीसफुल ट्रैंक्विल. And not to bring about any unnecessary discomfort to that person or burden to that person. It's also part of respecting a Muslim.
See what Brother Mansoor has raised, selfishness. You cannot deny that selfishness. Selfishness is there within ourselves. It is something that we need to control. It's something that we need to understand. The example, you know, that you have given in the beginning, story that you read out, you know, accepting fake coin, etc. I mean, if he wanted to be selfish, then his character would have been different.
And, but because it was within his right,
yes,
to claim it was within his right to claim a genuine coin.
Yes,
but and he accepted it.
See the sacrifice.
It was a sacrifice. Yes.
Sacrifice is what would really provide respect and peace and harmony to other Muslims. Today, selfishness is overwhelming. And everyone is saying, what about me? What about me?
Mostly?
Yes.
Aur agar isko hum reverse kar lein, ke aap ye sochein ki aapne mere haq ada karne hain. Yes. Main sochu maine aapka haq ada karna hai. Aap soche aapne inka haq ada karna hai. ये सोचा आपने इनका हक अदा करना है. अगर हम सब एक दूसरे का अदा करें तो मेरा हक ऑटोमेटिकली अदा हो जाएगा ना.
सी इट्स ऑल अबाउट अप्रोच. व्हेन सी दिस इज वेयर द कल्चर डिफरेंस कम्स इन. when you think with Western understanding, then you will say, what about my right?
For your own rights, yeah.
And when you think with Islamic understanding, then you will say, I must fulfill the rights of
others.
And the others will automatically think the same way and they will fulfill your right. So husband would be fulfilling the right of the wife, and wife would be fulfilling the right of the husband. Children would be fulfilling the rights of the parents, and the parents would be fulfilling the rights of the children. So it's all about, you know, direction. In which direction your thinking is shaped.
Yes.
And your culture, your environment, your society will make that impact upon you.
Mufti Sahib, Nigrani Shura, you know, alluded to a very important point, that we worry about fighting for the rights, for our own rights. We don't care about the rights, whether we are fulfilling the rights of others. Actually, you know, this is being very short-sighted, because ultimately justice will be done. On the day of Qiyamah, justice will be done. And you will not be accountable whether somebody else fulfilled your rights or not. But you will be accountable had you not fulfilled somebody else's rights.
Yeah.
So if we change our focus and say that I am responsible for what is within my power, and I have the power and the ability to fulfill the rights of others, but I do not have the ability to force them to fulfill my rights. So rather focus on yourself and what your responsibility towards others are. For example, if you have the Allah's haqq over you, is that you worship Him. You're sitting there, you're not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you're trying to force somebody else to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't make any sense. Similarly with the rights of human beings, if somebody is not fulfilling your rights, you can request for your rights, but you cannot force them to fulfill your rights. But what you can do from your side is that you fulfill their rights.
Yes, actually, respect of Muslim is a second step.
Second step.
Because you must know and accept the right.
Yes.
And then you respect the right.
Sabke alag alag rights Islam ne bayan kiye. Acha, choto ke alag hai, bado ke alag hai. Aur fazilat alag alag likhi hui hai. To agar hum sabke rights ko pehchanne ki koshish kare, to automatically rights aap hamare din mein respect paida karwayega. اور ہر ایک کی رسپیکٹ, جیسے کہ والد اور والدہ دونوں ایک ساتھ آئے تو دونوں کے معاملے میں اولاد کا رسپیکٹ کا انداز دونوں کا جدا جدا ہے. دونوں نے پانی مانگا, دونوں کی خدمت کی بات آئی, تو دونوں کو کہیں نہ کہیں تھوڑا تھوڑا سا الگ الگ وضاحت کی گئی ہے شریعت اور اسلام میں. تو اگر ہم یہ اگر اس ٹاپک کو بھی لے کر چلے نا, تاکہ مسلمان مسلمان کی عزت تو کرے, دوست اگر ایک مسلمان دوسرے مسلمان کی عزت کرے گا, جیسا آپ نے ایک موٹر میکینک کی مثال دی مفتی صاحب, تو ایک تو وہ کیسے اس کو دھوکا دے گا.
یا if he respects him, if he honors him,
اس کا حق پہ
yes.
حق ہے مسلمان. دیکھیں, مسلمان کا تو حق تو ہے, کافر کو بھی دھوکا دینا اجازت نہیں ہے. تو مسلمان کو دھوکا دینے کی اجازت کیسے ہوگی؟ اگر آپ اسے حق پہچانتے ہیں تو how can you murder them, how can you fraud them, so how can you, کیا کہیں گے اس کے گھر, کیسا روبری کرو گے,
how would you steal from them, how would you rob their wealth, you know, how would you dishonor them in any sense.
سرکار مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا حدیث پاک میں کہ ایک مسلمان جب مسلمان کی عزت کرے گا, اس کا حق ادا کرے گا, اس کی بے عزتی نہیں کرے گا. ہے نا, بے عزتی کیسے کرے گا؟ کیونکہ بے عزتی کرنا حدیث پاک میں, بے شک کسی مسلمان کی ناحق بے عزتی کرنا کبیرہ گناہوں میں سے.
It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that to disgrace a Muslim unjustfully is amongst the major sins.
اور ایک مرتبہ کعبے کو دیکھ کر مخاطب فرمایا کہ مومن کی حرمت تجھ سے زیادہ ہے.
Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Kaaba and he said that a believer has got more honor than you, O Kaaba. Viewers of Madani channel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the brotherhood between Muslims in Surah Hujarat, inshallah we'll give some details regarding that.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
ترجمة كنز الإيمان. مسلمان مسلمان بھائی ہیں.
Muslims are brothers with each other.
کہ آپس میں دینی رابطہ اور اسلامی محبت کے ساتھ مربوط جڑے ہوئے ہیں.
They are connected with each other through religious connection and mutual love.
یہ رشتہ تمام دنیاوی رشتوں سے قوی تر ہے.
This relationship is stronger than all relationships in the world.
تو اپنے دو بھائیوں میں صلح کرو.
Reconcile between your brothers.
یعنی جب کبھی ان میں رنجش واقع ہو.
It means that when they are upset with each other.
اور اللہ سے ڈرو کہ تم پر رحمت ہو.
Fear Allah so you may attain mercy.
کیونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے ڈرنا.
Because to fear Allah.
اور پرہیزگاری اختیار کرنا.
To adopt piety.
مومن کی باہمی محبت و مودت کا سبب ہے.
It is a reason for believers to have mutual love and respect.
اور جو اللہ تعالیٰ سے ڈرتا ہے.
And the one who fears Allah.
اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت اس پر ہوتی ہے.
Allah's mercy descend upon him.
آگے سنتے ہیں.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن.
ما شاء الله. ترجمہ کنز الایمان. یہاں آپ کو ترجمہ کنز الایمان جو اعلی حضرت امام اہل سنت کا ترجمہ کنز الایمان ہے وہ, اور اس کے تحت صدر الافاضل سید نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ نے جو تفسیر لکھی ہے وہ بیان کی جا رہی ہے with translation, with English translation.
Here we are telling you the translation that is done by سیدی اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ and the commentary that is done by صدر الافاضل حضرت مولانا نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمت اللہ.
اب جو قرآن پاک کی آیت پڑھی گئی ہیں اس کا ترجمہ کنز الایمان یہ ہے کہ اے ایمان والو, نہ مرد مردوں سے ہنسیں.
The translation of the ayat which is recited is that men should not mock at other men.
عجب نہیں کہ وہ ان ہنسنے والوں سے بہتر ہوں.
It is not far that those are better than the mockers.
نہ عورتیں عورتوں سے دور نہیں کہ وہ ان ہنسنے والیوں سے بہتر ہوں.
And women should not mock at other women. It is not far that maybe the mocked one are better than the mockers.
وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ.
کتنی خوبصورت بات بیان کی جا رہی ہے, اور آپس میں تانا نہ کرو.
Do not taunt each other.
یعنی ایک دوسرے پر عیب نہ لگاؤ.
It means that do not find faults in each other.
اگر ایک مومن نے دوسرے مومن پر عیب لگایا تو گویا اپنے ہی آپ کو عیب لگایا.
If a believer finds fault in another believer, it means that he found fault in himself.
Aur ek dusre ke bure naam na rakho.
And do not give each other bad names.
Hazrat Ibn Abbas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے فرمایا کہ اگر کسی آدمی نے کسی برائی سے توبہ کر لی ہو.
Hazrat Ibn Abbas رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has said that if a person has repented from any evil doing,
یعنی جو ایسے برے القاب جو انہیں ناگوار معلوم ہو اس کے متعلق بیان کیا جا رہا ہے.
This is referring to the bad names and bad titles.
اگر کسی آدمی نے کسی برائی سے توبہ کر لی ہو اس کو توبہ کے بعد اس برائی سے آر دلانا بھی اس ممانعت میں داخل ہے.
So حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما has said that a person who has made توبہ from an evil act and thereafter refer to that act by calling him such names is prohibited according to this ayat.
یہ دیکھیں برے نام سے بھی یہاں منع کیا گیا نا. یہاں مسلمان مسلمان کے بھائی ہیں, آپس میں صلح کرتے ہیں اور مرد مرد کا مذاق نہ اڑائیں. کیا پتہ کہ جس کا مذاق اڑایا جا رہا ہے وہ اس سے بہتر ہو. نہ عورت عورت کا مذاق اڑائے, کیا پتہ جس کا مذاق اڑایا جا رہا ہے وہ اس سے بہتر ہو. یہ کتنی خوبصورت ایک مسلم سوسائٹی کو بیان کیا جا رہا ہے.
The principles, the foundations of building Muslim society.
کتنی خوبصورت مسلم سوسائٹی بیان کی جا رہی ہے. پھر کہا گیا اور آپس میں تانا نہ کرو.
Don't pass bad remarks.
اب آپ ایک دوسرے کو تانا نہیں دیں گے تو کتنی خوبصورت اور کتنا محبت بھرا معاشرہ ہوگا.
Don't find faults in each other.
اچھا اب یہ, اور پھر ایک دوسرے کے برے نام نہ رکھو. گدا کتا وہ مطلب الٹے سیدھے نام رکھتے ہیں.
Yes, actually it's strange. Other day I went to a function. There were two friends talking. And one friend, his age is maybe about 60, 65. And the other friend was maybe 40. You know, there's a huge gap in age as well, 20, 25 years. Now the younger one saying to the older one with a lot of laughter. And when he went there and he says, Mufti Sahab, he is shaitan. And that old man is laughing. But I could see the guilty laugh on his face. I could see the, you know, laugh of embarrassment on his face. Yes, where he would have gone. Then after that, he happened to drive with me. So I asked this old person, I said, when he called you shaitan in front of me, did you enjoy?
Oh.
Did you like that? He said to me, no, I did not like that. I was embarrassed. So he actually caused hurt to him, but he could not express his hurt. In order to save his face on that occasion, he just laughed and smiled, but inside his heart was...
Hamare Urdu mein bolte hai khisyani hansi.
Yes.
کھسیانی ہنسی.
کھسیانی ہنسی,
یا وہ کہاں جائے گا وہ اگر پھنس گیا ہے وہ ان بدتمیز لوگوں میں. یہ ایم آئی رائٹ سر؟ وہ بدتمیز لوگوں میں پھنس گیا ہے کہ ان کو یہی نہیں تھا. اور یہ جو ایج ڈفرینس بتا رہے ہیں تو بہت عجیب سی فیل ہے نا کہ ایج بائی ایج ٹو اگر مطلب ایک عمر کا مطابق ہوتا ہے تو چلو بول دیتے ہیں, لیکن ایک ایج کا
پروبلم. سی دی فرینڈشپ, آئی سیڈ. Now he's telling me, after he said shaitan to him, he saw that I did not appreciate. I said, no, you can't say that. Then he's telling me, no, don't worry, we friends. We travel together for Hajj. Travel together to Pakistan. We travel together to visit mazars of Awliya Allah.
تو اس کو اجازت ہے میری بدتمیزی کرنے کی, میری بےزتی کرنے کی.
And sometimes they're friends in business. They do business together, they got shops next to each other, they travel together for some work, so they feel now we're too free to say anything, to do anything.
اب یہ دیکھیں اگر ہم تانا نہ دیں, ایک دوسرے کے برے نام نہ رکھیں. اچھا اب قرآن کیا کہہ رہا ہے مفتی صاحب, یہ دیکھیے, یہ جو مسخری نہ کرو ایک دوسرے کے, مذاق نہ اڑاؤ اور برے نام نہ رکھو, تانا نہ دو. اور قرآن کو قرآن کیا کہہ رہا ہے, بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الایمان, کیا ہی برا نام ہے مسلمان ہو کر فاسق کہلانا. یعنی یہ
what a bad name it is after becoming a Muslim you are called fasik.
مطلب اس کی تفسیر دیکھیں مفتی صاحب, تو اے مسلمانوں, کسی مسلمان کی ہنسی بنا کر یا اس کو عیب لگا کر یا اس کا نام بگاڑ کر اپنے آپ کو فاسق نہ کہلاؤ. یہ اس کہنے والے پر, اس کرنے والے پر حکم لگایا جا رہا ہے قرآن کی طرف سے.
Don't declare yourself as fasik by finding faults in other Muslims by taunting at them
because you are announcing your sin, your fisk.
اگر توبہ کی دعوت دی جا رہی ہے اور پھر یہ کہا جا رہا ہے وَمَن لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, اور جو توبہ نہ کرے تو وہی ظالم ہے.
The one who does not make توبہ, he is amongst the unjust ones.
یہ ایک اسلامک ویل, اسلامک سوسائٹی کے لیے ایک, یوں سمجھے کہ ایک کانسٹیٹیوشن ہے.
دس از ایکچولی یو نو فنڈامینٹل پرنسپلس, یو نو اٹس اے مینیوسکرپٹ آف بلڈنگ اے سوسائٹی. ویری ویری کلیئر رولس اینڈ ریگولیشنز ہیو بین سیٹ آؤٹ. And imagine if society is built on these principles, how powerful that society would be, how united that society would be. The love would be flowing from one corner to the other corner, between relatives, friends, neighbors, everybody.
یہ اگر اصول پر ہم چلتے ہیں, آگے خوبصورت بات بیان کی جا رہی ہے. ایک تو یہاں تک ہو گیا, ایک دوسرے تانا نہ دو, برے نام نہ رکھو, مذاق نہ اڑاؤ, صلح کر دو جب ان میں جھگڑا ہو. یعنی لڑائی جھگڑا کروانا دور کی بات ہے, ہمیں کہا جا رہا ہے اگر جھگڑا ہے ان میں تو ان میں سلو کر دو مسلمانوں میں. اب آگے اللہ تبارک و تعالی ارشاد فرماتا ہے, خوبصورت بات ہے, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اجتنبوا کثیرا من الظن ان بعد الظن اثم. اے ایمان والو, بہت گمانوں سے بچو, بے شک کوئی گمان گناہ ہو جاتا ہے. یعنی اب مسلمان کو ایک دوسرے مسلمان کی بدگمانی سے بچایا جا رہا ہے, کہ مطلب سوچو بھی نہیں کسی کے بارے میں اس طرح برے انداز سے. پھر اس کی تفسیر کے متعلق متیسا پہلے اس کی وضاحت کر دیں.
It said that you know O believers refrain from lot of assumptions, refrain from that presumptions. Indeed, some of the assumptions and presumptions are sins. Because you're taking guess and then you're basing, you know, your ruling, your own mind's ruling or your judgments or your results on that assumption and presumption. And so some of them would be wrong.
Because
every presumption and assumption is not correct.
بے شک کوئی گمان گناہ ہو جاتا ہے.
So some of the assumptions and presumptions can be sin.
تو ویورس آف مدنی چینل, پلیز ٹرائی ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ اینڈ لسن ویری کیئرفلی, اسپیشلی دس نیریشن. مومن صالح کے ساتھ برا گمان ممنوع ہے.
The narration says that it is prohibited to presume bad with a pious believer or regarding a pious believer.
Sunte rahe aur apne surrounding mein gaur karte rahe, ye just bayan ke taur bana le, apne aap ko dekhe, gaur kare main kya kar raha hu.
Listen and then ponder upon your surroundings and try to see within yourself you might be involved in this.
اس طرح iska koi kalam sunkar fasid maina murad lena.
Similarly, after hearing any of his words, establishing wrong meanings of his words.
Bawajood ye ke iske dusre maina sahi maina maujood ho.
While the correct meanings are present there.
Aur musalman ka hal uske muwafiq ho.
And the condition of a Muslim is in accordance with that.
Ye bhi gumaan-e-bad mein dakhil hai.
This is also amongst the bad presumptions.
Dusra ye ke dil mein aaye aur zuban se na kaha jaye.
And the second is that something comes in the heart but it is not said from the tongue.
Ye agarche guna nahi,
even though it's not a sin,
magar isse bhi dil ka khali karna zaruri hai.
But it is also necessary to empty your heart from that kind of haughty presumption.
Gumaan ki kai kisme hain.
Presumptions have many types.
Ek wajib hai.
One is wajib.
Allah ke saath acha gumaan rakhna.
To presume good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is wajib.
Ek mustahab hai.
One is mustahab.
Wo momin e saleh ke saath nek gumaan.
That is to have gracious presumption with pious Muslim.
Ek mamnu haram.
And one kind of presumption is prohibited and haram.
Wo Allah ke saath bura gumaan karna.
And that is to have presumption regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of something bad.
Aur momin ke saath bura gumaan.
And to have bad presumption with a believer.
Ek jaiz.
And one is jaiz.
Wo fasik ke maulin ke saath aisa gumaan karna jaise afaal isse zuhur hote hon.
And to have presumption with an open sinner in accordance with the actions that he is doing.
Aage detail chal rahi hai Mufti sahab Quran Pak ke aise, lekin agar hum yahi gaur kare ke bhai bhai hai, ek dusre sulo karo, ek dusre ka tamaskhur na udao, mazak na udao, taana na do, bure naam na rakho. اور اب فرمایا کہ ایک دوسرے کے بارے میں بدگمانی سے بچو. اور بدگمانی کی ڈیٹیل کتنی دے دی گئی. اور یہاں ہمارے یہاں صرف بدگمانی پر اگر ہم کلام کریں نا, یہ الگ ٹاپک ہے.
حاجی صاحب, I came across a report from a psychologist and what is mentioned in the Holy Quran is so true with regards to creating an environment of peace and tranquility and positive environment. And the summary of that report is that it was actually a report about the upbringing of children, about parenting. And it said something to the effect that if you insult your children too much, then they will become what you say they are. If you constantly tell your child, you're naughty, you're naughty, you are naughty, you are naughty, you are naughty, that child will continue being naughty. But as soon as you change it and give it a positive spin, for example, that instead of telling the child that has done something wrong that you are naughty, then you rather say it in a different way, that good children don't behave like that. So that positivity creates a positive reaction as opposed to a negative reaction. You say the child is naughty, then the child will prove you right by being naughty. Now similarly, in the report also it says that don't overpraise the child also, because you set the standards too low. So what happens is that when you start lying, that oh, you are the best, you've done so fantastically well at school, for example, madrasa, for example, when the child hasn't really done that well. Now that comes in the category of lying and deception. That also has a negative impact on the child as well. So psychologically, and if we apply it also generally to other relationships between fellow Muslims, brothers and sisters, parents and children, that if we just follow the principles of the Quran, we can create a positive environment. We can create a loving environment, we can create a compassionate environment, and we can improve ourselves and others
just by behaving in accordance to what the Quran has mentioned.
Risa, we've heard many Madani pearls, different ahadith, narrations, and so on. What do we do with this common problem that we faced? Who's going to teach us? How do we come? What examples should we be displaying? What examples? How do we live? Who's going to teach us?
Dawat Islami. You start from there. I just said Dawat Islam.
For the benefit of our Madani Channel viewers, who's going to teach us this? Where do we go? We don't have time. We have a lot of responsibility, work, and lots of things. Where are we going to learn to become good and teach other people? Should we travel in Madani Kafila? Are we going to learn this in Madani Kafila? Should we attend Madrasa of Dawat Islami, Balighan? Will they teach us to become good Muslims, so we could teach our fellow Muslims? Where must
keep
we go?
Keep watching Madani Channel.
He's answering the question
yourself. It's good.
So if we join Dawat Islami and or if we
not
continue,
if.
Okay, I we mean, continue must. Watching Madani Channel every day, daily, and Alhamdulillah, we now have English programs, and we will attract all those who are unable to understand our programs in the Urdu language. Now we've got English. So I request the viewers of Madani Channel to watch these English programs. And inshallah, with these type of Madani pearls from our respected Mufti Sahib and our Nigran of Shura and our Mubalighe Dawat Islami, we're going to learn these things, become better people. So it's my request that each and everybody watch Madani Channel and start making notes of these things, because we're not going to also remember everything. You can't remember everything our Nigran Shura said and Mufti Sahib said in this last 45 minutes or an hour. We should start making notes of these points and start practicing on it, because we're not going to be able to remember everything we hear. Make notes of it and read those notes, practice it, become practical, and inshallah barakatuh we will become good Muslims, and we can start teaching our family members and extend it to all the Muslims.
You know, in the mashal of Dawat Islami, we are encouraged that it's part of Madani in Amat as well, that we should recite at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation and commentary. Nigrani Shura has probably read out 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation and commentary. And it has become a subject that has been discussed now for the last, like you said, 40 to 45 minutes, whatever it is. And the Quran actually is the kalam of Allah. It is the communication. And it is our constitution. It is the final testament. And if we live our lives according to the Quran Pak, then obviously we will be, the perfect example is the example of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat al-Islami, has set up, he's given us 72 Madani Inamat. The one, I just mentioned one, about the 3 ayats of the Holy Quran, and it can make such a big impact in your life. There are 72 to follow. If you follow that system of Madani Inamat, actually that, system is actually how a Muslim should live his life. Some of them are so basic. Some of them are just regarding intentions, to make good intentions prior to any permissible act. Some of them are regarding making salam to a Muslim. Whenever you see a Muslim, to make salam to him. That, like Mufti Sahib said, that agreement of peace between two Muslim brothers. Some of them are just to reply to the azan, to reply to the iqamah, to sit and listen attentively. And some of them are higher level stuff, like, for example, to read additional salahs like Ishraq, Chast, Awabin, Tahiyatul Wudu, Tahiyatul Masjid, etc. If the viewers of Madani Channel can just take the 72 Madani Inamat.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, it has keys to success, this knowledge does hold.